In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, obviously most of our specialty crops are marketed fresh, but when it comes to processed vegetables...
In the first quarter of this year, the wholesale and retail prices for both canned and frozen vegetables averaged lower than a year earlier.
But USDA economist Gary Lusher says that's all about to change.
Processors are about to do an about-face and announce increases in wholesale prices for most of the canned and frozen products later this year.
Lusher says processors have already contracted less acreage from growers.
We're planning about 9% fewer acres under contract than a year ago. If that is the number that we get, that would be the third lowest since 1930.
The decrease in acreage is a direct reflection.
The sizable inventories, you know, we had good crops for a lot of these items last year. And also sluggish demand for a lot of them. The demand for processed vegetables, some of the canned goods have been continuing to trend lower. So that basically doesn't give you a whole lot of price push.
And the increased price consumers will see is also due to the fact that
processes right now are being squeezed by the higher raw product contract prices. You got to pay farmers more to want to grow these things instead of corn and soybeans. And, you know, rising input costs in general, you know, cost more for fuel to run the processing plants. And that's all going to translate into higher prices for processed vegetables later this year and next year.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.